USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Fiona has left Puerto Rico without power and water to most of the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. Fiona struck Puerto Rico as it was still trying to recover from Hurricane Maria, which killed nearly 3,000 people and destroyed the power grid 5 years ago. At least one person was killed after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit the central Pacific coast of Mexico on Monday. The epicenter, 23 miles southeast of Aquila, Mexican President Andres Manuel Obrador tweeted that the person died when a wall at a mall collapsed. A Texas official has opened a criminal investigation into whether the roughly 50 Venezuelan migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard are crime victims. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis paid for those flights to happen late last week. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says the migrants were in the country legally in San Antonio when they were coerced to get on the plane.
I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life. To just be exploited.
Zalazar says he's been in contact with Rachel Self, a Boston-based immigration lawyer who is representing some of the migrants. A Russian missile blasted a crater close to the South Ukraine nuclear power plant, damaging nearby industrial equipment but not hitting its three reactors. Ukrainian authorities denounced the strike as an act of nuclear terrorism. The missile left a hole 6.5 feet deep and 13 feet wide. According to Ukrainian nuclear operator Energoatom, the reactors were operating normally and none of their employees were injured. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all gained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the migrants who was seeking asylum that was bused from the southern border to New York took her own life over the weekend. Details surrounding the apparent suicide weren't provided by Mayor Eric Adams, who says he's prevented by law from sharing additional information. Adams says it's not the city's fault for what happened.
We didn't fail in this city. This city is helping people. And again, my heart goes out to that family.
It's not known when she arrived or how long she was in a shelter. At least 11,000 migrants have arrived to the Big Apple in recent months on buses sent from Texas by its governor, Greg Abbott. Adnan Syed is a free man after more than 2 decades behind bars. His conviction for the 1999 murder for his estranged high school girlfriend was the subject of the first season of the podcast Serial. That conviction was vacated by a Baltimore judge. Marilyn Mosby is the Baltimore state's attorney.
Our prosecutors have been sworn to not only aggressively advocate on behalf of victims of crime, but when the evidence exists, to exonerate those that have been falsely accused and convicted.
Prosecutors filed the motion to vacate the conviction after uncovering evidence that was not shared with the defense during the trial that took place in 2000. The number of arrests of undocumented immigrants at the southwestern border reached a yearly record in August. U.S. Customs and Border Protection made more than 2.1 million arrests in the 11-month lead-up. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.